Good evening. Welcome to the...
What month is this?
February. February Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Delanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present.
Except.
Oh, where is she?
She's on her way in.
Oh, okay. Well, Ms. Garlick is here. She'll just be in a moment. There she is. Oh, no. We're just going to pause for Ms. Garlick. Okay, so all board members are present and accounted for. Could I have an approval for tonight's agenda?
Move
Mr. Mafia.
Second
Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Could I have approval of the minutes of the special meeting of January 9th and the regular meeting of January 10th? Move Ms. Early Davis.
Second
Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Again, good evening and welcome to our February meeting. As we're celebrating Black History Month across the district, I'd just like to congratulate all of our buildings for the fine jobs that they did, not only celebrating MLK Day last month, but the continued efforts that we are improving how we celebrate Black history in the district. I'd also like to take this opportunity to wish Mr. Rosner a happy belated birthday, since his birthday was yesterday. And wish him another happy year going forward, happy and healthy year.
Thank you.
Going forward. At this time, I'll turn the mic over to my vice president for her remarks.
Alrighty, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Happy Black History Month as well. I will read the highlights from Elmont Memorial High School. They were pretty busy last month. So on January 12th, Elmont Memorial High School held the second blood drive of the school year. It was a great success, and the Key Club helped to collect 105 pints of blood. On Wednesday, January 11th, the PPS department, with the assistance of counselors Mike Flory, Nina Lyon, and chairperson Dr. Caron Cox, they held the 11th grade parent night at Elmont. It was an informative evening for students and families as they prepare for the next phase of their education. Also, this academic school year, students at Elmont Memorial High School have once again been given the opportunity to earn college credits through the National Education Equity Lab. The National Education Equity Lab's purpose is to forge a new kind of relationship between our nation's colleges and high schools. This stems from the belief that talent is evenly distributed while opportunity often is not. So this particular lab enabled the high school students to actually take college courses from college professors, where the students learn to build the skills and confidence that they need in order to apply and thrive in college. Also, this past semester, the students were offered a course entitled Grit Lab through the University of Pennsylvania. Grit Lab is the foundational course of the Wharton School of Psychology. The aims of Grit Lab are twofold. One, to equip students with generalized knowledge about the science of passion and perseverance, and two, to help students apply these insights to their own lives, such as when applying for college. So the scholars at Elmont Memorial High School finished the course as top five performing school in the nation, and six of our scholars will be inducted into the National Education Equity Labs Honor Society. So congratulations to those students. Also, Elmont Memorial's high school virtual enterprise class recently participated in the 2023 Long Island Regional conference and exhibition at Long Island University. The Virtual Enterprise is a business class where students work together to create a virtual business from scratch. So this class not only creates the idea for the company, but the students are also responsible for creating all of the components that support a business. So that's accounting, sales, marketing, human resources, and IT departments, all staffed by members of the class. So Elmont's virtual business was entitled ProFit. It is a health and fitness company that designs and personalizes monthly boxes to cater to the needs of its clients. They competed against classes from across Long Island and earned gold in the newsletter, sales material, and booth design competition. So congratulations to those students as well. On Thursday, February 2nd, a team of Elmont Memorial 7th and 8th graders traveled to Brookhaven National Labs to compete in the Regional Middle School Science Bowl, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy. The team competed against teams from New York City and Long Island in the Quiz Bowl style event and STEM challenge. Elmont placed first in the STEM challenge. The winning team consisted of 8th graders Raven Gregory, Carlos Gonzalez, and 7th graders Nabella Jameer, Emmanuel Omosian, and James Schumacher. The team also was treated to a tour of the, Ion Collider. Also, the District Music Festival and Art Exhibition was held on February 2nd. It was a beautiful display of musical and artistic talent across the district. And this past Wednesday, February 8th, the Black History Celebration was held at Elmont Memorial in the auditorium. And this was sent by the secretary to the principal, Marianne Kilroy. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And from the desk of Ms. Allen at Suwanee High School, Ms. Allen reports that Suwanee High School mathletes placed 8th in Nassau County at Old Westbury competition. Special recognition was given to Sean Andrade for placing 9th in Nassau County. This is the first time in years Suwanee High School has been on the leaderboard with teams from Syosset, Jericho, Great Neck South, and Herricks. Next, students taking Ed Equity college courses through Columbia University and Barnard College Microeconomics scored the highest on their final examination in the country. These students previously came in the top three in the country on their midterm exams. Students were honored at a national induction, which took place on January 31st, and honored were two students from Suwanee High School that were named valedictorian, Marisol Chevrez and Salai Hussein, and salutatorian Krish Kaur. 23 other students from the class scored in the top 15% of all students nationwide. Great work by the social studies chair, Nick Simone, and Ms. Allen thanks him for all of his hard work. Next, seventh grader Tuyo Osol Simir and eighth grader Soraya Jabbar will represent Suwanee High School at the Scripps Regional Spelling Bee contest at Half Hollow Hills High School in March. These two young ladies competed against 500 of Suwanee middle schoolers to win the class spelling bee, the preliminary round, and the spelling bee finals. Wishing these two ladies best of luck and hopefully on their way to Washington, D.C. this summer. Suwanee High School celebrated PS I Love You Week last week, the 6th through the 10th, to bring attention to teen mental health and suicide prevention. Each day, a different theme was highlighted, and the week included coloring book for the Little St. Nick Foundation. The Suwanee Key Club held a clothing drive and giveaway on Saturday, September 28th. 50 boxes of clothes, coats, and other items were collected and distributed to the community members in need. Members of the Suwanee Robotics Club, led by teacher Jack Chen, hosted the junior robotics students from Stewart Manor and Clara H. Carlson on February 1st. Former NBA player and Suwanee graduate Zendon Hamilton was honored, and his jersey was retired on January 27th at the varsity basketball game. Swanica High School holds its second annual Black History Month Festival on Friday, February 17th. This effort is led by the Swanica High School Social Justice Club. Swanica High School Spirit Day took off Friday, February 3rd. The hallways on the first floor were decorated in board game themes. The Swanica High School Musical, West Side Story, is in full rehearsal. Tickets are available by visiting the school website. Performances take place March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And upcoming this weekend, the MBK Fellow and Senior, Nazir King, will be attending the 2023 MBK Stand and Deliver Conference in Albany on February 16th and 17th, along with his fellows Nicholas Patrick and Terrell Lewis from Elmont Memorial. Wishing them the best of luck during this informative conference and safe travels. Finally, the Fraternal Order of Police will be holding a meeting with the Young Men of Pride of Swanica Mentoring Group and the Ladies of Swanica Her Story on Monday, February 13th. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss police and community relations. And that concludes the report from Swanica High School. At this time, we'll take any members of the audience on agenda items only.
I know. I just wanted to say good evening, everyone. Happy Black History Month. If anyone is going to be speaking from the audience, I ask that you limit your remarks to 5 minutes per person so that we can hear as many people as possible. Thank you.
Seeing none, is there any correspondence on the agenda?
Good evening, Rochelle Lewis from Elmont Memorial, but yes, definitely I am from Elmont. I just have a question. It's on page 15. It says backup pages. It says that there's a superintendent request approval for Jill Maldemore and Victoria, I don't want to mispronounce that, to conduct evening parent training sessions. I don't know what that's about. It's number 6.
Ms. Lewis, what page? I'm 15, sorry. Right.
Page 15, number 6.
Parent training sessions.
Yes, so that is coming out of the PPS office. A lot of it is for our special needs students, their parents, to work with them, so they do training, and those are our teachers.
Oh, so this is like for the parents of the children for school. Okay. Yes. And then I just have one other question on number 7. It says that the superintendent requests authorization for the third paragraph, approval for prismatic magic?
Yes.
And that's to be performed at Clara Carlson. That seems to be a large amount of money, but why is it only at Clara?
So a lot of these things are building specific. Sometimes the PTA sponsor them. Other times the building will do it themselves. So this is one that Clara H. Carlson decided to do.
So then, also the district is paying for this, but it's only going to be at Claro. Is there opportunity for the other elementary schools to also get this?
If they would like to, it's up to each school. We let them run that individually.
Okay. So thank you.
Okay. No.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there any correspondence?
Sure, and I'm happy to address that at this time. Thank you, Ms. Tallahassee. So the board received correspondence from a community member asking about whether Mr. Jaime will reimburse the Elmont School District for the costs incurred by Elmont to provide a bus to the high school district on November 17th regarding a trip for the My Brother's Keeper organization. For those who have attended previous board meetings, you may be aware that Mr. Jaime has offered to personally reimburse the Elmont School District, and I think it's safe to say that if that request was made of him, he would do it immediately. I have personally advised him not to reimburse the Elmont School District as legal counsel. It is my recommendation that the high school district should reimburse Elmont. It was a trip that was organized and sponsored by the high school district, and the cost of that trip will be invoiced by Elmont to the high school district. It's my understanding that the superintendent, Mr. Rosner, has already spoken with the superintendent in the high school district, and they have mutually agreed that this will be the plan, and the high school district will reimburse Elmont in much the same fashion as these shared transportation services are usually handled. It's typical for Elmont and the high school district to share buses. It actually is a cost-saving mechanism for both school districts. And it's common for these types of invoices to be billed between districts. So since this was a high school district trip, it's my understanding that they will be invoiced in June, which is the typical time period, and then thereafter paid in August or September by the high school district. So that will make the Elmont district whole in terms of expenses for that high school trip. And I hope that that satisfies the question that was asked, and that is all that we have in terms of correspondence as far as I'm aware. Thank you.
At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, President Jaime. At this time, I will ask the board to pass the following resolution. It's an omnibus motion which establishes the process for the election for the purpose of adopting the resolution for the 23-24 budget vote and election of board members. The annual budget vote will take place on May 16, 2023. Four propositions will be voted upon: the Elmont Elementary District budget, the Sewanaka Central High School District budget, the Sewanaka Central High School Capital Reserve, and the Elmont Public Library budget. Two Elmont Union Free School District Board of Education seats will be voted upon. One seat for the term of 3 years for the seat now occupied by Tiffany Capers, whose term expires June 30th, 2023. One seat for the term of 3 years for the seat now occupied by Anthony S. Mafia Sr., whose term expires June 30th, 2023. Voters of the district will also vote for one member of the Board of Library Trustees, one for the term of 5 years for the seat now occupied by Gina Burnett, whose term expires June 30th, 2023. A resident who wishes to be a candidate for a board seat can obtain a petition in the district clerk's office. A candidate will need signatures of 20 qualified voters of the Elmont district this year, which reflects 2% of the prior year's vote. Petitions must be received by the district clerk's office by 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday, April 17, 2023. Every candidate must have a biography, photo, and campaign expense statement submitted to the district clerk by April 18, 2023. Ballot positions will be selected on April 18, 2023 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the district office. Section 3 indicates that the business to be acted upon at said election shall be as stated in the notice thereof, and that the district clerk is hereby authorized and directed to cause a notice of said annual election to be published in the New Hyde Park Courier, also known as the Three Village Times, published in Mineola, New York, and circulated within the district, Schneps Media, which is the Spanish publication, and in the Franklin Square / Elmont Herald, published in Garden City, New York, and circulated within the school district. Newsday will be used when applicable. The board authorizes the district clerk to appoint qualified election workers and chairpersons at each polling district and the provision for the voting machines. Voting will be held at all seven election districts from 6 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. on May 16, 2023. If those provisions are acceptable to the board, I would ask the board for a motion to pass those provisions as stated in the documents the board has in their possession. The foregoing resolution for the annual election, as well as naming the three newspapers for publication of the annual election, shall be put to a vote at this time, and I ask for a motion.
Can I have a motion, please, based on the attorney's report? Move, Dr. Kantar. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
That concludes the attorney report. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to see you. Just a few things. First off, the public comments from last time. The only question that was asked that hasn't been answered was from Ms. Malazzo. So can a person signing the contract be held liable for anything that happens at the events that is not covered by the liability insurance? And we checked, and all volunteers, including sixth grade parent committee, are covered under the district coverage. So I did reach out to Ms. Malazzo ahead of time, so she knew. But again, that came up in public, so I wanted to answer that in public. Okay, so that was good news, and I have it in writing. I will leave that with the district clerk if anybody needed to take a look at that. Welcome to Black History Month. I could remember back in 2006, we started Black History Month celebrations at Clara Carlson. And they were beautiful. And one of the wonderful teachers we had there, her name was Lauren Brereton. She was an outstanding first grade teacher. And she wrote a poem with a class. And they performed this poem in front of everybody. It was great. She's since retired and moved to Georgia, but she sent this to me. She's very good at keeping secrets, but this one she let out. She actually wrote a book from that poem that she wrote with her Clara H. Carlson class. And there's a dedication in the front of the book. And she's an Elmont resident, or was an Elmont resident, a Dutch Broadway parent. And she will be coming on Thursday to read to the children in all six schools. So I want to thank Dr. Garcia for reaching out to Mrs. Brereton. I speak to her often, and she is very excited to be here to speak to our children on Thursday. So congratulations to Mrs. Brereton. Lovely, lovely lady. And an outstanding educator, an outstanding Elmont educator. And as always, I just want to say thank you. Do we have any veterans or anyone in active military here today? Our first responders, I always say thank you to all of you for the work that you do and the work that you have done to keep us safe. So thank you so much. I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absence, appointments, changes in status, resignations, and retirements noted on pages 1 through 6. I'm going to ask that we table the first item, which is Mrs. Savage, the assistant principal, so that our attorney can review some statutory limitations on that item. I seek a motion.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 6 with the exception noted?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
I seek a motion to approve civil service appointments, changes in status, terminations, and resignations on pages 7 through 12.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 7 through 12? Move Ms. Capers. Second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Abstention.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes and one abstention.
I seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee on page 13.
I have a motion to approve, receive page 13.
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 11 on pages 14 through 16.
Have a motion to approve items 4 through 11 on pages 14 through 16. Ms. Garlick, Dr. Cantara, any discussion? All in favor? So 6 yes and 1 abstention. I'm abstaining.
Okay, I'm sorry. Seek a motion. Items 1 through 4 noted for the minutes on page 17.
Page 17 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion for approval of scheduled disbursements and warrants on page 18.
Do you have a motion to approve page 18, the schedule of disbursements and warrants?
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 19.
Cover motion to receive the treasurer's report.
Move.
Move Ms. Capers. Second Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve the business report, other approvals and authorizations, items 4A and 4B on page 20.
Cover motion to approve page 20.
Move.
Move Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items A through I are noted for the minutes on page 21, as well as the vandalism tallies for December 2022 on page 22.
Pages 21 and 22 are so noted for the minutes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any old business? Any new business? Legislative items? Items for future consideration? At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn back into executive session immediately following this meeting. Can I have a motion, please?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you. At this time, matters of to discuss with counsel. And at this time, we will have any audience members to the mic to address the board with comments.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sheldon Meikle, Elmont, of course. And I'm going to address counsel because I'm a little disappointed in the decision that you're going to toss the ball from this court up to the high school. So I'm just going to ask if you could provide the public with an invoice, because Michael Jaime, President Jaime, said twice that he was going to reimburse the district for his expenses. I'm glad that you're so, you know, open with it and wanting to reimburse or find out how we're going to get paid. So you're going to kick it over to the high school and get the high school to reimburse the district. So I want to be able to take that invoice up to the high school level and say what's going on. I still don't understand how a president of the board can abuse his authority by doing something and you just shoving it under the carpet like it didn't happen. This is a problem. We wrote several questions. We've addressed this since November, and it still hasn't been settled. And now you're telling us we have to wait till June for it to even be addressed or to get paid. And normally we pay, the district gets paid June when there's some kind of outstanding invoice. I don't understand why you have to wait so long. But we'll address that with the high school. I do have questions.
If I may just address the first point that you made.
Sure.
There are two different billing cycles, once in February and another time in June, in terms of these shared transportation services. The February billing cycle has already passed. The next cycle is in June. So,
but this happened in November.
I understand. The money will still be repaid to Elmont.
I understand, but what you're saying doesn't make any sense because it happened in November. It should have been invoiced at the time it happened, but it didn't get invoiced because you were allowing him to abuse his authority. That should have never happened in the first place. Anyways, I'll get to my questions. There's a huge issue with this board for allowing this to take place, especially with the president of the board, whose tenure has been 12 or 13 years, and he knows better. This was never an agenda item. Him borrowing that bus was never an agenda item, and it should have been approved by this entire board. So as far as I'm concerned, the entire board should be held accountable for this whole action. But that's okay. I'm not holding a report. We have two people that are up for re-election. So I'd like to hear from the board if they're willing to talk. Ms. Capers, you're up for re-election. What do you think about allowing your president and approving that he can move forward with not paying or reimbursing the district for his actions? How do you feel about that?
Mr. Meikle, if I could interrupt.
I'm asking Ms. Tiffany. She can't answer the question?
No, actually, she can't.
She can't. Okay. All right. If she can't, that's fine.
The questions need to be directed to
and
the board.
And Mr. Mafia, where's Mr. Mafia? He's up for re-election as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, just keep that in mind. I know there's not a lot of community members here because that's coming to my question, my next question. There's not a lot of communities. Why was this meeting changed from Tuesday to today? Can you answer that now, or am I going to have to wait next month to get that answer?
Well, we're not going to be answering questions on the spot, but I do think it's important to highlight the great work of the Elmont students. And I think, Mr. Rosner, part of the reason this was rescheduled was because of the Black History Month celebration at the UBS Arena. Maybe you could talk more about that. So, no, the standard is we're not going to answer questions on the spot, but I always think that we should highlight the great work of our students. So, Mr. Rosner, if you'd like to talk about that.
So the Islanders run a contest for our students for Black History Month. They design patches. Last year, they, I think, awarded, I want to say, six different students. This year, we had, I think, four or five. But that celebration happened to be on the night of the board meeting, that the previously the scheduled board meeting, and many of our principals and families wanted to go to that, so that was the reason for the rescheduling.
Was the board invited to that?
I don't have anything to do with the invitations, with the tickets or anything like that. I have nothing.
Were there any board members present? Were there any board members present at that event?
Again, Mr. Meikle, the questions are directed to the chair of the meeting, who is the board president.
I know the answer to the question already, but we'll get to that. Changing the calendar set at the beginning of the year, I think out of respect for the public that you adhere to that calendar, because people move their lives around to make sure that we're here for this board meeting. And if you change it last minute, or if you change it a month before, I understand that Black history, listen, I'm all for Black history, but unless you're telling me that that UBS event was scheduled at the last minute and we just made that change, I get it. But you knew about this event. You just told me that from last year that the patches were made. So when was this scheduled, and why was this meeting moved? And was any of the board members, I'll ask again, Ms. Delhany, was any of the board meetings, because I'll bring it up next month. You can answer it now, you can, I already know the answer to the question. Because we're making a lot of concessions for folks to do things and inconveniencing not only the public, but this board as well. And we have two board members that are up for re-election. I'd like to hear from them, but since they can't speak, that's okay. I'll send it in a question form, and I hope that you address it next meeting. What is the difference between, I'm sorry.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay. I think Ms. Capers would like to speak. Thank you.
Mr. Meikle, hello.
Hi.
I was not present at the UBS Arena for the event, but a video link was shared with me, and I applaud our students. They are amazing artists. I couldn't draw like that when I was in elementary school. I can't draw like that now, not even with the help of an AI or any type of computer software. So that's your first your second question. And no, I do not agree with that. I don't agree, not for one board member or any board member should take advantage of the resources.
Appreciate your input. Thank you. Mr. Mafia, you care to say anything?
As always, I choose to focus on the positive. And if you want to talk about our students and what the work they've done, unfortunately, I wasn't invited. For the record, I'm also a Ranger fan, so just on the norm, I wouldn't.
What, Alan?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
But I love the artwork. I was commenting to Ms. Davis and the patches from
last year.
Hmm?
Last year.
Those are last year's patches on her shirt.
Repping, okay.
You know, I commend their work. Do I have a little leeway?
It's your floor.
We'd love to hear from you. So we meet the candidates soon, so we want to hear from you anyway. So go ahead.
Something that happened at the high school should be handled at the high school. Not here. We want to focus on our scholars. We want to focus on universal pre-K. We want to focus on making sure that when the children leave the Elmont Union Free School District and head up to the Sewanica Central High School District, that we have done everything possible for their success. At the high school and at college, trade school, whatever they choose to do. All of this, I'm just not answering. I don't focus on it. I focus on every one of my children, all 3,200 of them. That's my focus. It's been my focus since July 1st, 2008, and God willing, will continue to be my focus come July 1st, 2023.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. But the issue here is Mr. Jaime, and that was my question. Are you on board with what he's done?
I've answered the question, what I'm focusing on, and...
Is that a yes or
come,
no?
Come,
yes
July, or no? Come July 1st,
yep.
If I'm still on the board, then we will sit down and look at president, vice president, and Sewanica representation.
Okay. I'm just saying, are you supportive? You've sat next to this gentleman for how many years? you don't think he's abusing his authority by what he's done now and what he's done before, and that we almost lost a high school principal, but we'll deal with that on the high school level. Since you're here, I'm asking you now. I can't ask you on the high school level because you're not on the high school board.
Right.
Mr. Meikle, sorry. Of course you're entitled to speak, but you have significantly gone past the five-minute mark. In the future, if maybe you could ask all of your questions within the 5 minutes, and then the board will have an opportunity to answer. I understand that you were not reminded of the time, so if you want to wrap up in the next 30 seconds, that's fine, but just in the future, let's please keep it to the 5 minutes. I appreciate that.
Okay, and I'll leave it to the public. If they're tired of me, just ask me to sit down, please. Raise your hand if you're ready for me to sit down. Thank you. All right, counsel, my last question. I just wanted to know, because I don't recall, difference between what's the difference between a teacher's aide and a teacher's assistant?
Great.
Maybe not you, counsel. I don't know if anyone can answer that question.
All right. Well, they've taken note of that question, and they'll answer that along with the other questions at the end. So that brings us to the 30-second mark.
Thank you so much.
And thank
all right,
you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay.
Good evening again. It's Rochelle Lewis. Before I ask my questions, I just want to address Mr. Mafia, Trustee Mafia, excuse me. I understand everything you said, and I think everyone in this community is for our children. One of the things you brought up is the July 1st meeting, if you are reelected, that you will be there. That has been the question that has been brought to this board several times. There are a lot of issues that are high school level, but this board elected two representatives to represent us. So therefore, if we have a question from our representatives, this should be the place that it should be done, because this is where our representatives sit. And as a representative, it should be reciprocal. They should give, we should take, they should take back and go forth. So I appreciate, and if you are reelected on July 1st when that reorganization meeting happens, if the other two are reelected, we could directly ask you the questions that we need to ask on why they were reelected. And it's not a question of why or how come, but this is why we brought it here. So I just want you to understand that. I don't need you to answer if you want
no,
to.
No,
that
I,
fine,
I just, but I just wanted to get that. Come July 1, if I am still sitting on this board, I will very much answer the question.
Thank you. Last month, I gave in a FOIL request, which I did receive last week, and I gave a list of questions regarding the November 17, 22 event that Mr. Jaime went, because at that time, he did state that he went as Mr. Jaime. In response, I received... it was told in the letter that there was only one document that pertained to this event. It was an email forwarded from Mr. Jaime to Mr. Rosner. It said that it was dated November 15. It said that the event was in 2 days. And it was basically saying, and I'll read it, "We are 2 days away from the Obama Foundation's 2022 Democracy Forum on November 17th at the Javits Center in New York City, hosted in partnership with Columbia University and the University of Chicago. The Democracy Forum will take place at the Javits Center North Building, located at 445 11th Avenue, New York, New York, 10001. Note, there is no parking available at the Javits Center. We recommend you use ride shares. The next page provided to me was the footer. I have worked with redaction from the government level. I know that there's a difference between redaction and not provided. Removal or not provided. This is a slap in my face if you think this is a proper FOIL request response. If you choose to give the second page, you can redact it as you can per the exemptions, which you have stated client attorney privilege. But for you to just give me that second piece like that, that is unacceptable. And I hope it's being seen by every trustee here, because you all represent this. When I get it, I don't get it from Mr. Jaime. I don't get it from Superintendent Rosner. Even though the letter tells me go ask Mr. Rosner, I get it on behalf of all of you. There are code of ethics. There are issues that need to be addressed by this board. And when you sit silent, you become part of it. Don't play us like we're stupid. We know the difference. Beforehand, Mr. Jaime, because he did say he went as Mr. Jaime, was reimbursing. Upon a client attorney privilege, now he's not, or excuse me, now I'm getting this. It comes back to the question, at what time did he get this attorney, and who's paying for that? Because that attorney who sits there is me and my neighbor's dollars for the Board of Ed president, not Mr. Jaime, resident of Elmont. So my questions, was the second portion of this email redacted? And if so, why wasn't I received the second half of this? I could get a redacted version, I understand that. Second, if there is an attorney-client privilege, I would like to know who's the attorney and who's the client, and if that is being paid by the Elmont residents. Lastly, I would like for all the board members on this, you know, I get really annoyed and frustrated, and I also know I need to be respectful because you guys are my neighbors, and I totally respect what you guys do. But it's so annoying to stand here month by month about the same issue. You're tired of it, I'm tired of it. I would like to know what the board has done to address the conduct. Don't give me no flap about no invoice. Don't give me no issue about it's been addressed or discussed between superintendents. What has the board done about the conduct of Mr. Jaime?
I don't know if y'all want to respond.
No.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lynette Battle. I want to go on record. I didn't hear it discussed here. I sent in an email to Mr. Rosner and Miss, I don't want to pronounce it, Miss Delante. Elmont Memorial PTSA, in everything that has transpired, we're looking to be more civically engaged, and we are requesting whenever the qualified candidates are brought to the forefront, we want to do a forum of meet the candidates. So I want to officially go on record, only because it affects us just on the elementary level and the high school level. So we're putting that formal request in. We would like to do an open forum of meet the candidates. Thank you.
So that's one of the reasons why we're going back into executive session to address that email.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Leslyn Stewart. My comment is pretty short. As a community member and a former board member, there has to be clarity and accountability, transparency as it relates to community members and our students. We're one. We're the ones that provide the resources for our children to be a part of this community. We want to ensure that the resources are available for each of our students. So the fact that we're going to hear about it in July is just not good enough, coming from a board member. It's unfortunate that so many questions get asked and no answers are given month after month. And I've been here and I've heard. And it's tiring and it's frustrating. As a parent, as a representative of the community, as a representative standing here for my child, for my children. How do we attain clarity from that? You're our neighbors. You're set forth to be that example. You're representative of us, but there's a detachment. And we want to resolve where that detachment happens so we can, you know, come to some sort of solution. There must be checks and balances as we move forward so that these solutions can happen. Thank you and have a good night.
March 7th. Again, good evening, and thank you for your participation. At this time, our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, March 7th, at the Stewart Manor School at 8 p.m. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn into executive session.
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you again, and get home safely.